Canada is opening their border to vaccinated U.S. travelers on August 9th. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, while cannabis is now legal in both New York State and Canada, it's still illegal to take it between the two locations.
Mike Nisgoda is with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He says they've handled many cases of cannabis smuggling in recent years.
We had an incursion that came via helicopter, landed in Grand Island, just north of Buffalo.
Border Patrol agents recovered four duffel bags carrying a total of more than 100 pounds of weed in that case. That was in 2019, 1 year after Canada legalized cannabis. But Nisgoda says that smaller infractions and unintended smuggling is another matter for travelers to keep in mind.
Say they went to Toronto to go up to see the Maple Leafs play the Sabres. They bought some marijuana up there, and then they forgot about it, and they came back, and they realized it right when they saw the booth.
In this case, Nisgoda says there are a few possibilities, some better than others. One is turning around.
It depends on the port of entry. Some ports of entry have areas where they could U-turn, and some do not.
If there's no U-turn option and a traveler chooses to, say, throw a bag of weed out the window, he says they'd be facing littering charges on top of possession. The better option, he says, would be to be honest and declare it. Still, it could result in a fine or arrest. To avoid all of that, he says travelers would be wise to leave the cannabis at home or dispose of it before reaching the border. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.